Hosea chapter 7. When I wanted to heal Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was revealed, as well as the wickedness of Samaria. For they deal falsely, the thief breaks in, the gang of robbers pillage outside. They do not realize in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their evil deeds have surrounded them. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers. They are like a heated oven, whose fire the baker does not stir, once the dough is kneaded until it is leavened. On the feast day of our king, the princes make themselves sick, inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with mockers. For they have kindled their hearts like an oven, while they plot against him. Their anger smolders all night. In the morning it flares up like a flaming fire. They are all as hot as an oven. They devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen. Not one of them calls on me. Ephraim mixes himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a half-burnt loaf, not turned over. Foreigners have devoured his strength, and he does not even realize it. Gray hairs sprinkle his head, yet he does not even know it. Israel's arrogance testifies against him, yet they do not return to the Lord their God, or seek him after all this. Ephraim is like a silly dove, without sense. They call for help to Egypt, and then go to Assyria. When they go, I will spread my net on them. I will bring them down as the birds of the air. I will punish them, just as their assembly has heard. Woe to them, for they have deserted me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. Though I want to redeem them, yet they speak lies against me. They have not cried out to me with their heart, but they lie howling on their beds. They ritually slash themselves for grain and new wine. They rebel against me. Though I have trained and strengthened their arms, yet they plot evil against me. They turn to that which is of no benefit. They are like a defective bow. Their princes will fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This is what they will be ridiculed for in the land of Egypt. Hosea chapter 7.